It's Cash Daily in Houston, Texas, Harris County. We're out here at the Galleria Mall. We're going to talk to a few people about the election, about Thanksgiving, and see what they have to say. When you think about Thanksgiving, what do you think about?
I think about my family and friends, and most of all, just being together, loving one another. I'm just all for that.
Awesome. So there's no hate, right? Even with the history, you know, a lot of people want to give people a hard time about the history. Is the term Redskin offensive to you?
No, I can't quite say that, no.
So Redskin's not offensive, right? Just like the Washington Redskins had to change their name. You don't agree with that, right?
I don't agree with that.
Right, because it's tradition. I mean, that's I agree with you. So the Indians also had to change their name. So were you aware that Redskins, back then, you know, when Columbus came, 1492, that not all, but some of them were actually slavers, and they were also cannibals. Did you know that?
I did not.
So that's part of the story that they leave out, right? So when you think about, oh, well, what would they have brought to the dinner, you know, you hope none of those that came were cannibals, right? Because Columbus didn't really have a problem with the other ones. It was the cannibals that he had a problem with, right? And a lot of people, they leave that part out. So we're just kind of informing people on that. Nothing, no hate in it, but we love them. They love us. Happy Thanksgiving. And you have a good rest of your day, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Is Thanksgiving something that you celebrate?
It was.
Not anymore?
Not anymore. It was more.
And why?
Just because it's not the same no more.
Not the same? What about the election? Did you vote in the election?
I did.
Okay. Did you vote Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. This is something that you might not realize, that Beto actually lost, compared to 2018, 100,000 votes. Is that something that would raise your eyebrow?
Yes.
Compared to 2018 versus Cruz, he had 100,000 votes more than he did this time around in Harris County. So we wonder about the election integrity in Harris County. Is that something that, knowing Beto is 100,000 votes less, is that something that bothers you?
Yes.
Awesome, right? Because we're not exactly sure why he's 100,000 less. We suspect there was fraud in 2018, and that they realized they didn't need to cheat as much, because we believe they are cheating. Now, when it comes to Thanksgiving, do you think Redskin is an offensive term? Redskin as being offensive, is that something that you think is offensive?
No.
Okay, so you don't think the football team, the Redskins, should have to change their name, or they already did, but they shouldn't have had to, right?
No, they shouldn't have had to.
I agree. See, we agree. So there's things that we can agree on out here. Would you say that you're for socialism, per se, or like a capitalist society?
Socialism.
Socialism? Now, when you say socialism, do you mean like socialism for everybody, or are you more focused on an ethno-based socialism?
Everybody.
Everybody? Okay, so everybody should get help is what you're saying. Do you realize that sometimes socialism ends up causing more problems than it helps, because there's only so much money to give, right? There's only so much that you can give out, and then you run out of money. And then that's how you get bread lines in certain countries like Venezuela and stuff. And that's why we called him Breadline Bernie. Is because he said bread lines were a good thing. Do you think people waiting in line for bread in any country is a good thing?
Not at all.
Right, so we want to try to avoid that. I'm not trying to change your mind, but just let you know that, look into it a little bit more, because when you're constantly giving handouts, especially to young men, we need to rebuild men, right? Because we have lots of men out of the home, right?
Correct.
Okay, so if we constantly just give them an out, it makes it to where people don't want to get up and work. Would you agree with that?
I agree.
Okay, so we agree out here on some things. It's not all things. Obviously, I voted for Abbott. You voted for Beto. But as far as Beto goes, do you think it's a good idea that he wanted to go into, he actually said that, hell yes, he's going to take your AR-15. He's going to take whatever he wants. He didn't say anything he wants, but that's how it starts, right? With an AR-15, and then they move to this. I mean, next thing you know, they'll be taking our BB guns, right? So are you for gun confiscation, gun control, or are you for the Second Amendment and for keeping the right to bear arms?
I'm for gun control. I mean, it depends on how you're using it.
Right. So not for gun confiscation, though. Gun control, but not gun confiscation. Right.
Correct. Correct.
Well, any type of control is an infringement on the Second Amendment. So the founders wanted us to be armed, not just to protect ourselves from home invaders or whatever, also if we have a tyrannical government. Would you say that you trust the government right now?
Not at all.
So you don't trust the government, right? Neither do I. We agree again. What an amazing thing, right? Would you say that you want big government or smaller government?
More accurate government.
More accurate?
I mean, it doesn't matter how big or small. It's just right is right and wrong is wrong.
So right is right and right is wrong. Actually, this is what we do. It's called Know What's Right. So we're out here just seeing what people's opinions are. You've answered a few of the easier questions. And we just wanted to know, what's your favorite dish for Thanksgiving? If you're going to do Thanksgiving this year, what is the dish that you're looking forward to?
The dressing.
Awesome. Thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, man.
Awesome. Are you guys going to celebrate Thanksgiving this year?
Yeah, I'm going to have a get it catered to my crib, you know, something like that.
What's the main dish that you're really looking forward to?
The lobster mac and cheese.
Wow, lobster mac and cheese. Amazing. So you've always celebrated Thanksgiving, and it's a tradition, or?
Yeah, but I got my views, but that's a whole nother story.
Right, so there's a lot of controversy, right? So speaking of some of that controversy, do you think the term Redskin is an offensive term?
Yeah, but, you know, if it offends people, I think they should change it. You know, why not?
Okay, well, what about the term gringo? Is gringo offensive?
I've never heard of that.
You never heard gringo? There's actually a restaurant called Gringo's in Houston, several different ones. It's a Tex-Mex restaurant. So it's basically they're telling you we're not authentic. This is more white boy tacos, you know what I mean? So if Redskin is offensive, is Gringo offensive, and should Gringo's have to change their name?
How long has Gringo's, which it don't matter, but how long have they been in business?
Maybe 10 years, I can't say for sure.
And they said that they should change it because it's a redneck. It's like,
right, it's like saying redneck. So it's redneck offensive. Redskin offensive. Is redneck offensive?
I would say this. Like for the redskins, redneck, you know, I'm sure we can name other words.
Right, there's plenty of words, right?
People have gotten used to certain terms, but we're not thinking about 20 years before, 30, 40 years prior. It has a history behind it. So I feel, in this so sensitive ass society, I think we should just change it. But now if it's something that we didn't know, because that could be ignorant to some people, that's the ignorance of the unknown. The unknown is knowing, but still don't want to change it anyway. But if it's been a tradition mentally, that's what's been going on with America, is that we've been programmed to like something that we know is not right. But I get what you're saying. We've been living with that term you just said about the store.
Some terms are okay and some terms aren't. And here's the thing. I believe that if it's not meant in a malicious way, that it shouldn't be a big deal. So gringos, I'm not necessarily offended, but it does mean white boy. I mean,
have you been there before?
I've been there and the food is terrible, but okay, it's definitely not authentic.
I'll tell you what. Just off that. Just off that alone, if the food is bad, they definitely should change the name. You know what I mean? So, like, I love turkey leg hurt, but if the food is bad, no matter if they're black owned or not, nobody wouldn't go.
But don't you think we should get past being offensive, especially as men? Right? Because as men, we're constantly offended all the time, we're like angry women, right?
You can't do nothing on it. Like,
nothing against women, but we end up being angry.
Put the mic to me. Listen, this is a sensitive-ass, weak-ass society. We can't do nothing. That's why our kids is weak. That's why, she's all in the camera, yo. That's why kids, I do visuals, so I'm picky. But that's why kids is weak. That's why so much stuff going on. with.
So we need to rebuild men, right? Because a lot of men are out of the homes. We need to get men back in the homes. Would you agree?
Yes.
Hey, that there we agree. Did you vote in the election?
No.
If you did, who would you vote for if you did?
You know what's crazy? I've been in it, but not in it. But I do know that, you know, I know he had COVID. He said he put him in a wheelchair. I have my views on politics, but it's a whole nother story. But I just feel like this country can run itself for a while.
Would you support Texas secession, Texas becoming its own nation once again?
They say don't mess with Texas, right?
Don't mess with Texas. They say, and what I say make Texas independent again. Because when you start talking about how bad, do you, first of all, do you trust your government?
Do you?
Absolutely not. So look, there we are. We agree again. I would imagine that maybe you lean Democratic. I am a conservative. But we have things that we agree on, right? There's going to be plenty we can disagree on, right? But we just agreed that we both don't trust our government.
No, and this is a weak-ass society. This country can run on itself. And these people need to bring back men, raising boys, raising men. All this soft shit need to go away. Yes, I said it. All this weak-ass shit. Live your life. But stop trying to force a certain lifestyle on people. People need to be who they are, but at the same time, stop forcing people's views on people. But the reason why America is where it is, because people are not on code, there's no rules, because everybody's all over the place. You can't even tell a woman nothing because everybody's so sensitive.
Right. They immediately call you misogynist and every name in the book, right? I happen to believe there's no such thing as misogyny, but that's another story. I'm sure you may disagree. But we have to get to a point where we get men back in the home. Are you a Christian, would you say?
I'm spiritual.
You're spiritual, but you're not technically Christian. So, but you believe in God.
I definitely believe in God.
Amazing. So we both believe in God. See, so we have things that we agree on.
I think religion separates us. Think about it. If you was drowning, right? And you had Buddha, you had Jesus, and you had whatever else God, you had the four gods, right? So-called God. You're just going to reach your hand up. You're not going to be looking to see if Jesus caught you or Buddha caught you. You're just going to ask for help.
But you believe in a creator. Is maybe not, you don't like organized religion. And there was a lot of people in history that have been like that. They don't believe in organized religion, but they believe in God. They believe in a creator. They have a sense of what's right and wrong, right?
I definitely believe in God. Oh, man. He's the reason. Oh, man. People need to start believing in ancestors, too. Our angels are surrounding us. So if you hear that voice in your head and people wonder why that voice is really talking to you, those are spirit and energy. Maybe it was a good feeling that told you, hey, don't walk by this and that, because you're going to get hit by a car. Or you was about to get hit, but if you would have had one more step, you would have got hit. So I think people need to start listening to their ancestors, start viewing those dreams as signs, and start listening to their energy. Viewing the energy and listening to the energy.
Well, when you start talking about energy and ancestors, and the time of the year makes me think of the American Indians, right? The American Indians were spiritual, right? They also, they believed all kinds of things, but really they were more like a pagan society because they believed in those different spirits were helping them. So do you think that type of thing is good? Because I believe that, like, those are demons that they're talking to. Some of, not all, they may be guardian angels or they may be fallen angels. But when you start talking about witchcraft and all that, what do you think about that?
Well, no, there's bad people talking to you too. That's my point. If you know that, like I just gave an example about the car thing, but if it's telling you, if it's something telling you, hey man, you need to go beat this person's ass because of he got on blue shoes and you wear red and you like red shoes, then obviously that's not God. That's not a good spirit. So there are bad spirits just the way there is good spirits. So people need to...
See, we agree again.
So people definitely need to pick the good and the bad. And people need to understand balance. Self-meditation, stay to yourself, and preserve your energy. You know what I mean? So like you just said, there are bad, whatever whatever race putting on certain people, and there are good things people putting on certain people. So that's the bad and there's the
amazing,
good.
Right? So there's different types of spirits, bad spirits and good spirits,
it's called,
right?
It's called the yin and the yang.
And that's why the Bible says it's a spiritual battle, right? We wrestle not with flesh, right? With spirits.
Like a prime example, like my boy over there, like I've been strict on his diet, and he gets cinnamon rolls. So that was the devil saying, hey, man, you need to try these cinnamon rolls. And I had, you know what I mean? And I've been doing good all week until I met this guy.
Would you say that you lean to the Democrat side?
I don't believe in none of that no more.
Okay, what about gun confiscation? So, like, if Beto would have won,
we need our guns.
We need the Second Amendment, right?
We need our guns because if you come against me, what I'm going to have against you?
Right. So
that's what they want. And I don't care if you got it on cam, that's what they want. They want to come in and take our shit so they can just bong home and just regulate all our stuff without no protection.
So that's definitely something that you would stand against. I would stand against. Here we are agreeing again. I think the establishment wants us to think that we're so far apart that we can never come together. Would you agree?
So what are your views on politics and religion?
Well, obviously, I am a conservative. I wouldn't say I am a Republican necessarily, but I do lean that way, obviously, because that's the conservative side. But I'm more conservative than anything. We've got a lot of problems in the Republican Party, a lot of people that aren't really Republican, they're pretending to be Republican. But I'm conservative. I want less socialism. Why? Because I want to rebuild men. I want to get men off their ass, off the damn video games. Hey, I play video games, but I also get up and go to work.
What you play? What games you play?
I'll be on GTA. I play Red Dead Redemption.
NBA 2K. I played on the date I was at. Beautiful Queen. I lost. She beat me. Was I mad? No. But I'll beat in the bedroom. I'm out.
Right. Hey, you take it easy, man.
Oh, you too, bro.
Thank you. This is Cash Daily now at the Traders Village Indian Powwow. We talked to a few people over at the Galleria, but after about an hour and after the tree lighting, they threw us out. So we're going to come talk to a few people out here, ask them about Thanksgiving, ask them about the election, ask them if they know that there's 100,000 votes less for Beto in Harris County in 2022 than there was in 2018 when he ran against Cruz. We suspect there was more fraud in 2018 than this go-around, and that's why there's 100,000 less votes in this county. But other than that, we're just going to have some fun, talk to some people, see what they have to say out here today. So how are you today, sir?
Doing great.
Amazing. Are you guys going to celebrate Thanksgiving this year?
Probably, yeah, my family.
So just like, what is the dish that you're just looking forward to?
I guess turkey, yeah.
Turkey? Amazing. So are you out here for the Indian powwow today?
Yeah, for the powwow.
Amazing. Are you part Native American, American Indian?
I am Native American, but...
Amazing. That's awesome, right?
Yeah, Zapotec from Oaxaca.
Amazing. So I have to ask, is the term redskin offensive?
Yes.
Yes. What about gringo? Is gringo offensive?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, it depends.
Sometimes?
Yeah. I feel like it is if you're white, yeah.
Yeah. So, right, the Redskins had to change their name. Yeah. What about the Indians? Do you think the Cleveland Indians should have to change their name too?
Yeah.
Amazing. So, what about the restaurant Gringos? We have a restaurant out here called Gringos, and it is a Tex-Mex, not authentic restaurant. Do you think Gringos should have to change their name as well?
If they want to, but I don't know.
You don't think so?
Honestly, I don't care.
You don't care?
They don't change it. Same with the Redskins and the Indians. Like, it is offensive to me, but if they don't change it, what I'm going to do?
Are you pro-gun? Do you think the Second Amendment is a good thing?
Yeah, I do like guns.
Amazing, right? We got to keep our Second Amendment. What about the First Amendment?
Of course, yeah.
Right, so people should be able to say whatever they want to say within legality, right? Do you think that people should be censored off the internet if they say things that are disputed or people that disagree with?
Nah,
they shouldn't be censored, right? They should be allowed to stop. As long, within reason, right? Yeah. Obviously, because you can't be making threats and stuff like that, right?
No, of course not.
So, do you love Texas? Do you love being Texan?
Favorite thing about Texas is Texas, yeah.
Amazing, right? Would you support secession for Texas out of the Union and become a nation once again?
Probably not, because that probably means war.
But what if it doesn't mean war, right? What if we can legally vote to leave and it's not going to bring war, and everybody's happy, and then we can do our own thing. Do you think that we would be better off that way, or do you think it would be worse off?
I feel it'd be worse off because we're already we're by ourselves in the economy, and it's still bad, not kind of. But without America as a whole, we lose a lot of funding and things like that.
Okay. Well, would you say that it's okay to be Indian?
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't it?
Is it okay to be white?
Yeah.
Amazing, right? It's okay to be whatever your people are, right?
Yeah, you can't change that.
Okay, so when people say that we are all the same and that we should all just act that way, do you think that's right? Because, right, you have a people, right? If it's not like I would walk into your people's reservation or whatever, even if you're not on a reservation, but let's say if I walk in and say that y'all are all the same, y'all don't have no culture, no people, would that be acceptable? That wouldn't be acceptable, right?
No.
Amazing, right? So white people also have a culture, right? They also have a people, right?
They do, yeah.
Amazing. So it's okay to be white, it's okay to be Indian, it's okay to be whatever, right? As long as you don't have a victim of what you are, because there are certain ideologies that have victims from the way they are. Would you agree to where, like, we have our children constantly under propaganda attack from everywhere you could think of? So sometimes there is victims of an ideology, sometimes, but they should still be able to talk, right?
Of course.
Amazing. So happy Thanksgiving. We love everybody. We're just out here seeing what people have to say on certain issues. You didn't vote, so we could pass that, but we look forward to talking to some more people out here. You have a good rest of your day, man.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sir, are your knives made here?
They are in the United States.
They are made in the United States? Amazing. All of these knives.
Yep.
That is amazing, sir. Love domestic goods.
We do the traditional things that make our culture strong, and it's the same with every culture. We can respect the Spanish culture. The Spanish culture can respect us.
How about white culture?
White culture needs to be respected equally well, too.
Right. So white people also have a culture. White people also have a people. Not that we can't unite under a nationality, which is American. We can all be American, right? We can unite under that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to tell the American Indians that they don't have a people, that they don't have a culture, right?
Oh, no. They had one before we got here. And I respect that for them.
So everybody gets to have a people then?
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing. So it's okay to be white, right?
It's okay to be white, black, yellow, whatever. It's okay to be all that.
Amazing. So I agree. We typically agree on pretty much almost everything. There are some times that you'll meet people that won't agree on much, but you can find that common ground, and that's what we've been working on, even with the Democrats. That's why I present the election information to them, because 100,000 votes less is questionable. Even for them, they should question that. Now, who knows exactly why? I have my theories, they'll have theirs. But if we can both agree that the election system is flawed and we need to work on it, then we can go forward from there. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I have my suspicions that Beto got as many votes as what they say he got. I doubt
But
that.
He still won Harris County even after losing 100,000 votes. That's the question.
I doubt that seriously. I really, that's where I trust Harris County, but I don't trust Houston, and that's why.
So that's weird, right? To lose that many votes versus last time, but still take the county. And the same thing happened in Dallas. He actually had about 75,000 less in Dallas, but still took Dallas. And you see it's red everywhere but those areas. Obviously, Austin is a commie stronghold. But Houston, I just don't believe that you can lose that much support and still take the county. Do you?
No. And I don't believe every Democrat voted for Beto. There's a lot of Democrats that actually have level heads and stuff like that. There's some that will vote Democrat to their dying day, and it wouldn't matter who it was. They would pull D on the lever forever. And there's Republicans on the other side doing the same thing.
Right. Well, did you hear about in Harris County, on Election Day, they actually ran out of paper at multiple locations? Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that.
Isn't that outrageous that they've had all year, 2 years, however long, to prepare for an election, and yet not just in our county, Harris County, but all over the country, they're running out of paper and they're turning people away. So we'll actually show a part of that in a minute where the Harris County GOP has multiple anomalies. Actually, one of those anomalies is that they have 6,500 voters more than they have registered voters. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
So it has to be investigated. We'll show part of that in a minute, but thank you for your time, sir.
So now I've asked Senator Betancourt to be here. You all know him. He's been very involved in Austin with ensuring the integrity of our election process.
Nope.
So I'd like him to say a few words.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's unconscionable to have an election in the nation's third largest county that ballot paper is not at the polls when a voter comes in to vote for it. It's something that I've never seen before on a mass scale like this, and I've already had to talk to my colleagues that we're going to have to write a law that says if an election administrator has ballot paper in the warehouse and they don't deliver it to the polls, it's going to have some type of Class B, whatever, misdemeanor. Because we can't have an election process where people go to the polls and government decides they're not going to give out the ballot paper. And that's what Clifford, as an election administrator, made that decision when he tossed young staffer John Douglas out at 10:30 to not listen to the complaints of dozens of election primary election judges in precincts that were pleading on the phone for an hour to try to get ballot paper to their polls so citizens can vote. It's an abject failure. And I, for one, as a former elections administrator myself, I wouldn't even show up to work the next day. I would have already turned my resignation. And if I made the decision to deny thousands of voters their votes at the polls because I refused to send paper out for hours and hours and hours that the ballots could be put into machines and citizens' votes counted. So I have to come up with an unbelievable process of trying to write a law that says if an election administrator has ballots, they got to get it to the polls where people can use it. That's how bad of an issue this is. Now, let me point out that we've already had a hearing that occurred last night where the county attorney went to a judge and didn't even notify the party or the council until after the hearing was completed. They also, for the second time this week, didn't bother to notify the attorney general, who had to take their previous order and overturn it at the Supreme Court. Now, what this means is that we have election chaos in counting. And by the way, if you don't think I'm right, look at the reconciliation form that I tweeted out on Team Betancourt. And you will see that there are different numbers being used on one simple form between the number of provisional ballots and the number of absentee ballots. And oh, by the way, the math adds up to be there's more ballots than voters, 6,400. That's a negative number. That's a red alert sign for any election administrator that they've got an election irregularity in process and they're doing nothing about it. That reconciliation was there because it was part of the voter integrity bill, SB1, because what gets measured gets fixed. Now, so this is not some partisan fight. This is a fight about truth. Because if you can't believe in the election results, the debate will never end. And I am astonished, I am appalled. It is an abomination to have an election administrator that when the first sign of trouble, I'm out of ballots at a polling place, they don't get people in a car and get those ballots to that poll. Now, when I was an election administrator, as a voter registrar, we used to handle 50,000 phone calls and answer it in 4 seconds, and that was to the public. And if an election judge called, we answered it on the first ring. because those primary judges of both parties, if they've got an issue, they have to be serviced by government. And they're not being. And the election administrator has already failed in his first rollout to recognize the obvious, that when you have no ballots at a poll, you have voter disenfranchisement. And it's not even debatable argument. It's voter suppression. It's everything that everybody talks about in politics, but it happened here in the nation's third largest county. And so now we're gonna have to write laws to make sure that it never happens again, because this defies all common sense. If you have somebody employed to be an election administrator, they're supposed to do two things: get the equipment to the polls and get those ballots to the polls so the public can vote. And it's an outrage that it happened here. It's an outrage that we had a hearing last night without the Republican Party even invited till after the hearing was closed. It's an outrage that we've had two hearings in Harris County where we don't even have the Attorney General, even though they've asked repeatedly to be in these hearings. And we've already had one of these motions overturned at the Supreme Court, and I'm going to predict more, because we have to have a organized election process under the laws of the state of Texas. And so far, we're not doing it right. And that's the fault of the elections division, specifically the elections administrator in Harris County.
We're out here for the Indian powwow. How are you today?
Good. How about you?
Amazing. So are you going to celebrate Thanksgiving this year?
Yes, sir, I am.
What's the main dish that you're looking forward to?
My mom's macaroni and cheese casserole.
Macaroni and cheese casserole, awesome. So would you say that redskin is an offensive term?
To me, it's not personally, but I feel like to other people, other Native Americans, it could be.
To some people, it will. But we have to get people off of the being offended about everything. Would you agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so like, for example, gringo, right? Is gringo offensive?
To me, it's not. I just let everything
to somebody, it might be, right? But if we teach our children to not be so offended by everything, especially our boys, raise them as men, then we can get men back in the home. Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir, we could.
Awesome. Would you say that you're Christian, or do you have a spirituality that's more based on your ethnicity, or?
I just have my own beliefs.
Your own beliefs, so?
I believe in God, and I believe in Jesus, and the man walked the earth.
You do believe in Jesus?
And died for our sins.
But do you believe in multiple gods, or do you believe in one God?
Just one God.
Amazing. You don't hear that often. Sometimes, especially from American Indians, you may hear all kinds of different responses. So I think that's amazing. Redskin is not offensive necessarily because you're not offended by it. To some people, it might be. But would you say that gringo is offensive?
I mean, personally, I couldn't tell you if not, because that's for a different race. That's not us. I mean,
Well, I just asked because the Redskins had to change their name, right? Do you agree with that?
I mean, if people have their own opinions, have their own beliefs, I mean, if they had to change their name, they had to change their name. I feel like with the sports industry, Redskins have to change their names. I feel like everybody's changing their name. But,
right, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I bring up Gringo, because there's actually a restaurant called Gringo's, right? So if the Redskins, once you get offended here, then we're offended there, then we're offended everywhere. And that's the whole point, is we have to raise our boys to become men, not sissy men where every time somebody says something to them, they're controlled with words. So we're trying to put a stop to that by bringing awareness to, hey, words are just words. At the same time, you should show respect to other cultures, right?
Yeah, other cultures.
So you guys have a culture, and there's so many different American Indians, right? And they all have all these different cultures and people, right? Would you say that that white people also have a culture and a people?
I feel like white people do have their own culture, especially if they came from overseas, and Europeans have their own culture, have their own ways of doing things. I feel like white people do have their own culture.
Right, so just as we would preserve Indian culture, we would also want to preserve white culture, other people's culture. No matter what culture you have, we all get to have a culture and a people, right?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. And that's why I asked that question, is because a lot of people are saying, oh, well, we're all the same. But we're really not, right? So we may all unite under our nationality, which is American, right? We're going to all unite as Americans, Native American, American Indian, white Americans, black Americans, but we're just not the same. Not that someone's better than the other. There's no, only God is supreme, right? So we're just pointing out that, hey, we're not all the same, and that's okay, because if we were all the same, you wouldn't even have this. You have your own thing going on, and you get to have your thing, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amazing. So I thank you for your time out here, man. You answered all the questions pretty easily. I hope you do good out there if you're going back out. Are you heading back out?
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I did get some footage of it. We'll put it on, let the people get a look at it. And thank you for your time, man. November, right after the election, right before Thanksgiving, and we're asking people if they like to tell us who they voted for this year in the governor's race.
Abbott.
Okay, so you voted for Abbott. Do you trust the election system, the way it's run in Harris County? Because that's where we're at, right? And there's been a lot of questionable things going on in Harris County and Dallas County. Do you trust the system as it is in Harris County right now?
Not 100%, but I trust it better here than I do most other places.
Most other places, gotcha. So did you know that Beto actually got 100,000 less votes this time in Harris County than he did in 2018 against Ted Cruz? So our question is where did those 100,000 voters go? Not necessarily that they were cheating as much this time, but it appears they may have been cheating more in 2018 with just 100,000 votes in this county alone missing. Is that questionable to you? Even though the votes are for their guy, they're gone. Where did they go?
I'm kind of mixed on that because I think it may have a lot to do with the fact that a lot of people have woke up. And, we got a lot of people coming here from all kinds of other states, but mainly from California and then up north, New York and New Jersey and Chicago. But a lot of people are talking to them, so it could be a lot of that.
And we hope, right, that it's people waking up, people finally realizing that socialism is not the answer, especially in Texas. Almost everybody I talk to does not want their guns taken. Does that sound like something that you would be against, right? Because obviously you voted against Beto. Was the gun issue one of the issues, the main issue?
Most definitely.
Most definitely. What about abortion? Was that part of it too?
Yeah, that's part of it.
So you are pro-life then?
I'm pro-life, but I think there would be exceptions.
It's okay. It happens. That we'll still get it all on there. We're good.
I think there should be exceptions for rape and incest, stuff like that.
Are you Christian?
For health. Yeah.
Are you Christian?
Yes.
So you are Christian. So you do believe in the right to life. You do believe in God. So that's one thing that we'll also all, a lot of us will agree on, even though there are people on the left, some of them are godless and they've just completely lost it, right? But you do have some people that are still on that side that believe in God and what's right, and they want to raise their families right, right? We need to get men back in the homes. Is that something that you would agree with, is that because there's so many men out of the homes that we need to get men back in there in a leading role?
Definitely. I think that's about 90% of our problems in this country is the lack of fathers being in the homes.
And amazing.
As far as that, grandfathers, uncles, you know, any male influence at all. And then, of course, I'm trying to take away the masculinity from men. You know, you're not supposed to open the doors for ladies anymore. And all of a sudden now, all the women's rights stuff has been thrown out of the picture. You know, we got men competing in women's sports, and that, there's no way that you can say that that's right.
Amazing. So men in women's sports is not what's right. So we have to get rid of that, right? Because that's just, we can't have our, especially young girls against boys, especially in high school, they can easily get hurt. You see a lot of these videos coming out now where girls are getting hurt, and that just progresses. Next thing you know, it'll be adults doing it. But switching topics here, we are at the Indian powwow today at the Trader's Village. I might ask, is the term redskin offensive to you?
Well, I kind of have red skin, so.
not really.
I am Native American.
Amazing. So, but is it offensive, though?
Not really. Not now. I mean, used to be, when I was a kid growing up, and especially around reservations and stuff, it was blanket ass. That's what they used as a derogatory term. And then, of course, the whole thing of, you know, red man can handle alcohol, all the which this is true to a certain extent, but it's the same way with there's a lot of different nationalities of people that, you know, that don't do great with alcohol, and anybody with anything in excess.
So I guess it's offensive to somebody that's offended, right?
Yeah.
So if they are offended, then it's offensive to them. But especially with men, this is what we were just talking about, is we have to get men over being offended all the time.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason why you should break down and let people control you with language. So that's why I asked that question. And if it is offensive, what about like gringo? We have our redskin. So red skin is offensive, but redneck isn't. So you see what I'm saying? So
it is to some people. Some people don't want to be called a redneck. But
right. Well, I don't mind. But hey,
I don't either.
It's really, we shouldn't be offended by anything as men.
It's like hillbilly. Like, there's nothing wrong with hillbilly either.
Hillbilly. Yeah. I mean, but we shouldn't take such offense so easily. Right. We should be able to overcome words, right?
Right, definitely. You know, I'd take some consideration, you know, like if we were to call, like Washington's team, for instance, we call them the Washington Blackskins or the Washington Slant Eyes or, you know, anything like that, then of course,
Even the Indians had to change their name to Cleveland Indians.
And I don't understand that.
I mean, they just taking it to, I mean.
See, that's one thing. It's like that slippery slope. You know, you give an inch, they take a mile. And
that's communism, because it's incremental.
Yeah.
And that's why we have to wake the left up, because this is, they say, oh, well, it's just a little bit of socialism, but it quickly becomes communism where they want the state to control everything. They want to be the ones to let the state dish it out equally to everybody. You got Bernie Sanders, right? That's why we call him Breadline Bernie. And I asked somebody yesterday, is breadlines a good thing in any country? And she said no, and she was a Beto voter. So, I mean, would you agree with that we've got to turn away from socialism, especially in ethno-socialism, like reparations or something?
100%. You know, we have to have safety nets, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. And Social Security, I'm tired of people saying that that's a given thing, because you're paying for it. You're paying in for that all your life. However, when you got people that come here from other countries and they get sick or get hurt, and all of a sudden they get, you know, a check for life. I have personally in my family where, a relative married into a Hispanic family, and the dad came here, and he was wanted for child molestation of his own granddaughter, his granddaughter, and he went back to Mexico, and we couldn't do anything about it.
Right, and see, because...
And I'm not prejudiced against Mexicans. I honestly consider Mexico, well, I don't consider it as a fact, it's part of North America, just the same as Canada. But you can't come into this country without being, you know, it's not a part of the United States of America. So people get that confused, and you get a lot of people calling Mexicans wetbacks and stuff. Well, they're actually Native Americans, and there's...
And right, and I noticed that they may be bothered by that a little bit, but...
compared to coming from, you know, over oceans.
But that's just another word that is a word that replaces words. You see what I'm saying? Like, words are just words that replace other words. So
some people aren't offended by it.
And since you brought it up, I actually prefer Mexican goods coming in over Chinese goods. What's sad about this today, especially Trader's Village, I noticed that a lot of the items that you're going to see out here today are not authentic. Some of them you will, some of them you won't. But a lot of these items aren't even coming from Mexico. They're coming from China. So if I have to buy something from someone, I'd rather it be my neighbor than someone all the way on the other side of the world that hates me. So what do you think about that? Do you think that we need to...
90% of this stuff is Chinese.
And that's sad, right? I mean...
And then you got the Indians here today... You know, and you know, during Red Earth festivals and everything you can think of has to do with Native Americans, they got to compete with China, and it doesn't say on it made in China. You know, and you don't find out till you might be allergic to the material because it's not what it's supposed to be. You know, and it plus it's stealing from the natives. You know, they're copying their prints and stuff, and they're making it in mass production.
All right, because China refuses to honor copyright laws in our country, and they just don't care, right? But that's... We can go down that another line. I'm just saying, as we're here today, you know, I like authentic items, and I would prefer a Mexican item over a Chinese item any day. Not that I don't love Chinese people. That's not the point. Yeah. It's all about
America first.
The people that are here, let's all work together and go from there. But would you say that you're ready for Trump to come back? Or are you happy with what Biden's doing?
In my mind, it just boggles my mind that, number one, that he got elected to begin with. I cannot in any way fathom that he got 80
million.
Yeah, 80 million or 81, according to some people, almost 81 million votes. I can't fathom that. I don't think there's that many people that are...
Right. I agree. It's just not right. Plus, we have all the proof. We have thousands and thousands of hours from Mike Lindell, all kinds of people. So,
but it's no evidence that the courts allowed them to present. That's
correct.
Like it.
Right.
And I think the same way with the elections. I think even here, because Beto getting that close to Ted Cruz, which I'm not really a big Ted Cruz fan. He's becoming more likable all the time because he's settled in. You know, he came in with the Tea Party. You know, and I agree with a lot of the Tea Party stuff, but I didn't agree with the highbrow. You know, I'm better than you kind of attitude. A lot of people took on, but then after attending a couple of functions with him, he's actually a good guy, and he's gotten over looking like that. He's learned how to communicate better with people.
So
there's no way that Beto should have been that close to him.
Absolutely not. They're cheating. He did better against Cruz than he did against Abbott. Doesn't make no sense. Honestly, 100,000 votes gone. That's why I even asked Democrats. That doesn't bother you at all? You have 100,000 less just in this county. Where did your votes go, right?
Yeah.
So, thank you for your time. You did say you were part American Indian?
Yeah, 59.8%.
Was there a certain...
I'm sorry. It's 58.9%.
Was there a certain tribe or a certain...
I'm on the Cherokee rolls. I've got Cherokee from both sides.
Cherokee,
from
awesome.
My parents from both sides. Then I also have Chickasaw and Choctaw from my dad's side and a little bit of Creek.
Okay, so would you say that it's okay to be a Redskin? It's okay to be an Indian, right?
Yeah.
Would you also say that it's okay to be white?
Yeah.
Awesome. So it's okay to be whatever. It's okay to be whatever you want.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of the, everybody is the same type people. And here's my problem with that: I love everyone.
Thing is just wrong.
I love everyone, right? But for us to sit here and say that we are all the same doesn't make no sense, because you wouldn't walk into an American Indian tribe right now and tell them that they have no culture, no people, that they're the same as me and you. They're going to say, no, we have our people, right?
Yeah. It's
it's not a hate thing. It's just that it's a preservation of their people, right?
You can't be them's, you know. It's got to be his and her. It's got to be, you know, the whole thing all the way across. And you know, the news, I believe that the media is the biggest problem.
Agreed.
I believe they are the worst enemy to this country that this ever has been. And it started over 20 years ago, but it started gradually. It was over ratings. Like, instead of saying a man was shot by another man that was stealing something or whatever, or an unarmed man, instead, you know, they'll say an unarmed black man, but they never say that when it's an unarmed white man or an unarmed Hispanic.
Right, and they love to race base. Here's the thing: I was talking about it with some
Democrats.
I was talking about it with at least one Democrat yesterday, and some non-voters. But that's what they want: is they want us divided. So even though we are different, and that's observational, like obviously we're different. That's okay. It's okay to be different.
Now it's dividing us over political party.
Right, but it's okay to be different, and it's okay to be who you are, unless you're. Have a victim of who you are. So, yeah. For example, like you said, the he, she's, the they's, the them's, and that they are exposing children to certain things. So that they are actually
should be completely out of the classroom. You know, in my mind, it's up to the parents to teach. Now, when they become teenagers, you know, they have the basics explained to them. You know, reproduction in the whole nine yards, and have that explained to them, which is, I believe, is a good thing. But it still should be parent consent, like they send home the forms, which mostly here in Texas they do.
Right, and now if we don't. If we don't try to stop them from the indoctrination, what you end up having is pedophilia in the classroom. Would you agree?
Yeah, and the teachers, I mean, they've got to start passing some better tests because you hear about this happening all the time, and it's not just men against the little children. There's also women that do it too.
And then right. So it's a big problem, and we want to fix it. But we're out here today. It's Thanksgiving. I have one more question for you. If you had one dish to look forward to for Thanksgiving, what dish is it?
Well, I just hope that in my mind, that Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for what I've gotten, what I've had, and the blessings I've had in life. So it's really not about a food as far as a dish. It'd be more about, I just hope that the people that really need it can get some help and get by because of the way the inflation.
Right, there's a lot of people that might not have dinner this year.
There's people right now that don't even have the gas money to go to the grocery store, let alone buy groceries.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Amazing.
And it's baffling to me, and I saw Nancy Pelosi on the TV this morning bragging about how great they did. I'm not believing this. There's something's got to be wrong, or the American, you know, they say there's an idiot born every minute, you know, and I don't want to call people idiots, but they've got to at least be uninformed.
At least.
Or it's cheating.
Right. Well, a little bit of both, I think.
Or both.
Well, I'm very thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for an Abbott win, even though I voted for Chad Prather in the primary, and I would prefer Chad Prather. I think Chad Prather would be awesome for Texas.
There's a lot of people would be better, but
Abbott's okay, and he's definitely no communist. He's definitely no Beto, right?
He loves the country and he loves the state, you know. And a lot of times, that's what you got to do is whoever has the best chance of winning. I'm actually an independent. I'm not a Republican.
Right. I'm a conservative.
Starting to turn more towards Republican because that's the only choice you have of people that's got common sense.
Right. Otherwise, you end up in the mob, right?
Yeah. you know, with all the crime and then. You know, having to figure out what you're going to pay for it in order to pay for something else.
Well, amazing. Thank you for your time, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Because I know more than everybody in here about what you're doing in my district.
Yes, sir.
I know how you manufacture votes. I know how you leave the votes in the machines. I know how you do it. And the thing is, we're not crazy.
No, we're
not crazy. If I go outside of this building and I run a stop sign, I'm going to get stopped. They're going to ask me for what they need to ask me for. If I have warrants, I go to jail. Right? Your election administrator can violate the law and nothing is done. You can't ask the DA to do anything about these people because the voter harvesters worked on her campaign.
Yeah.
Oh, they want to talk. See, when I come in the building, I can change the atmosphere. I'm the weatherman. Because I know what's going on. And they don't have the guts to stop me. They won't threaten me. I wish you would. Do you know what my pronouns are? I wish I would. Those are my pronouns. And I stand for everybody in here, everybody in the county. So I'm going to read you something that came to me during early voting from a election judge, Democratic election judge, on October 30th at 12:12 p.m. They came by about 3 p.m. to pick up the ballots. My bag can hold 3,000. So my monitor down there with the numbers, they sent me an email to call and request for ballot bag replacement. I did not call them. Why was those ballots moved? Why did they move those machines in the middle of the day? You know why they moved those machines in the middle of the day? Because they manipulated those votes. So I'm gonna say it in here, and I got a little time because we all in the same family.
Yes, sir.
And I ain't gonna hide nothing from what I feel is the worst criminal that I've ever laid eyes on in 2 years, Mr. Ellis, and I know you back there watching me. It's me versus you, and I'm gonna drag you like a Persian rug. I know y'all, they made y'all do something a few weeks ago where you removed a man and all that. I can call him a clown. I can call him whatever I want to call him, according to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, where I won $300,000 against HISD for trying to restrict my speech. So I'm going to tell you what we ain't going to do. As long as I don't curse him out, and as long as I don't threaten him, I can say what I want. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We sick and tired of that nigga there. We sick and tired of him. And guess what? It's gonna be us to take that Negro out that seat. When am I saying that?
We're out here at the Indian powwow today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just blessed. Just blessed.
Just blessed, right?
Yes, we're blessed.
God has blessed us with another glorious day. Would you agree?
Yes, sir. He has. Another year coming up. Thanksgiving coming up, Christmas coming up. We can't do nothing but be joyful and thankful.
Amazing. I'm thankful that Abbott did win the election because I value my Second Amendment and my First Amendment. Is the Second Amendment something you support?
Yes, yes.
So even though you don't want to get political, but you would at least back the Second Amendment, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But no, the right to bear arms.
Right. No problem. It's been a good young man over the years, and I think he continued to do what's best for Texas, you know. And that's just
amazing.
My opinion.
So out here at the powwow, have you done good today? I noticed you have some quality items here.
Yeah, the powwow been decent, you know. This year everything been off, but we thank God for whatever it is, you know.
Right, anything God sends our way, we're very thankful.
It's
right,
it's a double blessing, because some people look at it, you could be worse, but I thank God for every day that it's glorified. Every day it's get better and better. So people need to just catch on to the real life. They say, you know, crisis is up on us and all of that, but no, Jesus, he's still up on us. He's the reason why we are here today.
Amazing, I agree.
So the powwow has been great, you know, seeing a lot of great peoples, a lot of Indians, the real deal, and we just go back to the future on that.
Speaking of the powwow, speaking of the Indians, would you say that the term redskin is an offensive term?
Well, no, it is all depending on how you look at it. Some people have used different languages all through the year. If you look at it in a bad race, okay, fine, you know. But no, it's not racist. It's just red skin, you know. You got
right. You have redneck as well, right?
Well, yeah, I don't go that deep, you know.
Right. Well, I say if redskin's okay, then redneck's okay. Whatever. Words are just words to replace other words, and we have to get, especially for men, our young boys, we have to raise them to not be so offended about everything. Would you agree?
Well, I agree on that. You know, you got a chance to go to school to learn what it is about life. And all you do is continue to do the best you can. You got great teachers, they teach you. Last year, I was doing the powwow, and I had a headpiece, and, you know, and it was nice. I got it to fit my complexion, and it was just, I thought it was just awesome. Run all the way down to the tailbone. So some kids wanted to interview me. So they said, can we interview you? And I'm like, hell, I just stay right here in Cypress. But then they say, well, what is your? I said, I'm Native American, West Indies, I'm Black and me.
Amazing.
Black, and it was, to me, it was just something to glorify, just to have fun at the powwow.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, people should be able to have fun it's not a malicious thing, right? We're celebrating their culture and their heritage, right? They get to have a culture and a heritage. Would you say that white people also have a culture and a heritage, and black people also have a culture and a heritage?
We all got cultures. We got to look at where we come from.
So we're not exactly all the same,
no,
right?
No, we're not the same.
Not that somebody's superior. That's not the point, right?
No, we all are God's peoples.
All of us, yes.
And we got to get it together, okay? You know, they say, you know, I hate him, I don't like him. But you love God, somebody you never seen. But how in the world can you love, you hate your neighbor? How can you love Jesus?
Right. We have to get rid of hate. We have to get rid of anger. And that's part of the reason why I bring it up, is because anger is evil. And when you live with anger, like a lot of people do, it's easier to become so offended. So when they hear the word redskin or redneck, they immediately, it's like a pit bull, something snaps inside their mind and they get angry. And then they are blinded by that anger. Would you agree?
Well, this is something that had been on for years, how people treated people back in the days. And when they come to the knowledge of the young people that's coming up today, they don't see it the same way then. At then, you know, certain places you couldn't go, certain places you couldn't eat at, always had to step to the back door. But we come from that. You grow from, you learn and grow every day.
Amazing.
From a kid to a teenager, to a grown person, you learn. You can't keep hatred in your heart.
Nope. You got to get rid of it.
You be cut off on the highway. Yeah, it messes with your spirit and all of that. But you know what? You go head on. You can't pull out no gun and go chase nobody down. And that's what the world coming to now.
And especially our young men, because you notice that we have a lot of men out of the homes. So when these kids are raised with anger and hate in their heart, they tend to become that angry, hateful person as an adult as well. So I believe that we should teach our children to not be so offended, because if they are offended all the time, then they're gonna suffer from that. Would you agree?
Yeah, they are gonna suffer. You know, this day and time, you got a lot of good dads and moms, and I tell some of the guys when I see them, I say, man, thank God for you taking time with your kid. That's gonna grow up a long way. And I've seen a few dads come through with their kid, not only to the powwow, but over the years, I've seen them together, grocery stores or whatever, and I say, man, this will go down in history that you took time with your kid. Now, to the dad that don't take time, that's your loss. You're losing out on a valuable thing that Jesus blessed you with, a child. Whether it's a young lady, people are confused because dad and mom don't take the time. And if I had to tell anybody anything, in some cases, a kid, it's not your fault. If you grew up without a mom and a dad, it ain't your fault. It's their fault.
No, and that's why we say rebuild men, right? Because a lot of times you have these men, they choose the wrong women, first of all, and then they end up in a situation where you have broken homes. So that's why we bring it up. It's because we need to fix the family, right? So moving on, would you say that you're going to celebrate Thanksgiving this year? And did I already ask you what your favorite dish was that you were looking forward to?
Boy, look here, just bring it on. Just bring it on. You know, you can't beat Grandma Mama's cooking, but I got a wife, she throws down, and it's all good.
It's all good. No specific dish, though?
Yeah, I like, you know, the everybody wants the turkey and the ham and all of that. I thank God for turkey parts.
Bring whatever.
On the drumstick, bring on the thigh, you know.
Amazing.
The gravy.
Amazing. We love you out here, man. Thank you for your
right,
time.
God bless you then. Mm-hmm. All right. Keep hope alive. Bless you.
Thank you so much. I might start a new tradition this year. I'll call it Redskin Awareness Week. And that takes us to a Cash Daily Double Take. What is Redskin Awareness Week? Well, with certain folks trying to cancel speech, I say it should be the week before Thanksgiving, where we can celebrate the history of American Indians, aka Redskins, and also crack jokes on each other, have fun, and just enjoy the season. Jokes like this meme here, or this one. Notice how both those memes make fun of both the red man and the white man. Funny for most, offensive for some. You notice I asked the people if Redskin was offensive. And there were some actual American Indians there. The first guy immediately said yes, he was offended. The second guy said no, but he realizes other people may be offended. The thing is we have to get over being offended all the time, especially as men. Should I, as a white man, be offended about a Mexican restaurant in Mexico City
called Pinche Gringo's Barbecue? No, why would I? First of all, it's in Mexico City. Why would I care? Not my problem. They should be able to have whatever name they want for their restaurant. Just like the Redskins should have been able to keep their name for their football team. Even though the NFL is garbage and a monopoly, they should be able to have whatever name they want. How about this restaurant, Big Beaner? Is this offensive to you?
Beaners!
Why? There's no point in being offended by words. Once you're offended by words, people can control you. All they have to do is say the word that angers you, and then you're living with anger. So why let people control you with words? It makes you their slave. Let it be known that the Redskins, not all, but some, were actually slavers as well. For those seeking reparations, a form of ethno-socialism, I ask you, do the Redskins owe you reparations as well? No, obviously not. Let's move past slavery. Let's move past being offended by words. If you're offended, it's your fault. You may have noticed that the same operations they were running in Houston, they were also running in other states. They most likely stole the election from Carrie Lake in Arizona for governor. With all the fraud in Harris County, Lena Hidalgo may have got a boost from all that cheating. It should be investigated. You'll notice that Governor Abbott called for an investigation into Harris County. And the Harris County GOP sued the election admin on the same day. With that being said, let's see what happens with the election fraud.
One little, two little, three little engines. Four little, five little, six little engines. Uh-oh, sorry, that one was a half-breed. Seven little, eight little, nine little engines. Ten little engine boys.
So, happy Thanksgiving. If you would like to support our work, go to knowwhatsright.weebly.com. Thanks for tuning in to episode 4 of Cash Me Outside. This is Cash Daily with Know What's Right. See you next time, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Time to